how to get an honest response from college coaches. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 61. And it's good to have you along to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of Recruit Me, a podcaster, author, and speaker. And the sponsor of this episode is my new book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. It's available on Amazon, of course, and I'm happy to say it's the highest rated book on this topic available on Amazon. It was kind of neat to see those reviews and ratings coming up, and I'm encouraged by that. This podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future, so I dig in and give you takeaways you can use immediately. You can find every episode on my website, recruitme.com, but it's easier on the app, the Apple Podcast app, or Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, and others. Well, as this episode airs, just getting back from a wonderful time with my new granddaughter, Anne. She is a cutie. I'm telling you, it's so cool. Now, you got to understand, Anne is the granddaughter of my son, who was one of the twins that we went through the scholarship process with years ago. So I got to tell you, this is very interesting. It's kind of a time warp and everything, but got a chance to spend time with my son and his wife and family in the sultry Florida state. Yeah, I had a conference I went to as well. It was pretty cool. Some great music there. And then came back home. And now I'm here with you as we investigate this whole athletic scholarship thing, this whole recruiting thing. But the time work, but you know what? The things that we went through with our twin sons and have been repeating over and over again with families, they really work. And I've only gotten better at helping coach parents along this process. Tell your friends about the Athletic Scholarship Podcast and the various places they can pick it up. Share it, share this episode. It may be one that one of your families needs to hear. And also the fact that you're doing this together, it's hard enough as a family to navigate this road. But imagine if you surrounded yourself with four or five other families that were doing the very same thing. You can encourage each other. You could critique each other and move along together in this process. I mentioned something of that a couple episodes ago. One of the things you can do is go to my website, and this is the very last week that I'll be offering this. It's How to Get an Athletic Scholarship. It's a 3 or 4 page ebook or download, I should say. It's more like a report. You can read it very quickly. I talk about the 3 laws of recruiting. Get that. It will help you as you navigate this recruiting road. I'll also make sure you get the 7-day recruiting jumpstart, which is a daily email that I'll send to you to make sure you're on course. And in that 1 week, you'll get a lot of value out of that. All right. So go get that on my website at recruitme.com. Next week, next episode, I'll be changing my freebie. I've been working on that and I'll have that for you. I'll let you know what that is when next week comes. So here we are. The topic of how to get an honest response from college coaches. One of the questions I often get from parents is how to bring up the money issue, the scholarship. Oh, I know that can be like walking on eggshells. What do I say? Should I say anything? How should I bring it up? I remember even to this day, approaching those things with coaches. I mean, you don't want to sound like you're greedy, but you really do need an answer, especially as this process goes along. And I can honestly say that this is a defining moment from a couple perspectives. One, that you have the courage to ask. secondly, because you're going to find out, you're going to get an honest evaluation of your son or daughter. And it may not be what you want to hear. You've got to have this honest advice, though, if you expect to move ahead. There's fear. There's fear when you ask that question, you bring up this subject. And let's just put it out there. Let's just lay it on the table and admit it, that we've got fears about this. There's, first of all, there's the fear of rejection. I mean, if they say, well, I don't really have a place for your son or daughter, or no, I don't think they're really scholarship material here, that's rejection. Nobody likes that. We take it personally. You might have a fear of ticking off the coach. What do you mean? You're asking a what? Well, that's a, why are you asking that question? Man, ask about money and scholarships. I'll let you know when I'm ready. Those are the things that are going through your mind. Get out of here. So you have a fear of ticking off the coach. That you're not going to get a response like that. A fear of sounding too proud. Like, hey, you want to be proud, but you don't want to be too proud. You have a fear of that financial disappointment. If you get the wrong answer and you've counted on X amount of dollars from this school, this is really where you think your son or daughter will go, and they are not going to offer you anything or offer you much less. There's that fear of financial disappointment. On top of that, there's discouragement, loss of hope. And then also there's fear of the truth. You don't really want to hear the truth. You've got the truth already made up in your mind about your son or daughter. Most of it's true, but some of it might not really be true. So you're going to hear the truth from college coaches. These are fears. I get that. And so as you try to bring this up, you've got a little trembling going on there, and it's normal. It's okay. But not knowing the truth when you're pursuing one of the most important things your family will ever do together can be much more devastating than hearing a truth that you don't like. For me, when I just recently, this is right out of my life in the last few weeks, publishing the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, I asked people to read it and review it and to post their review for the whole world to see on Amazon. I was taking a big risk because I asked them to give me an honest review. Tell me the truth, I said. And some people did have suggestions for me that I'm taking to heart. But as it turns out, I've gotten 5-star reviews from just about everyone, thankfully. In fact, the Athletic Scholarship Playbook is the highest rated book on recruiting and scholarships on Amazon right now. And I'm feeling pretty good. I'll be honest with you. I'm feeling pretty good. So how's that for a plug for the book? Couldn't resist the opportunity. But this is a real life example. But honestly, I wanted to know if I was hitting the target. I want this book to be a fantastic, valuable resource for parents and athletes. I think I'm on the right track. So go ahead and read the reviews for yourself before you make any decision to buy it. And if you bought it already, please leave your honest review, no matter what it is. If it's good, it's bad, suggestions, accolades, whatever. If it's a terrible review, email me first, okay? And we can talk about the problems, and I'll fix them. But that's my life. That's just recently. Can you see the parallel between that and getting a coach's evaluation, an honest evaluation, when push comes to shove and you're talking about scholarships? Wow. So let's get back to this thing about scholarships and getting honest information from coaches. Our own personal experience, our kids grew up in a college town, a D1 school in town, D1 baseball school that was good. Good school, good league, good division. We knew the coach real well because our kids played ball together. So we knew the family. And yet he wasn't recruiting them. And I noticed that, of course. They went to a couple of his camps, still weren't recruited. And then finally, I had to ask him his honest opinion. And he told me, and I'm thankful that he did, because he told me some of their strengths and maybe they were where they were lacking. But even more important to that was where they fit in. And it wasn't in his program. It wasn't in that league at that level. He affirmed their talent, but really gave me a good picture of where their talent level lie. And that was a real gift. You probably don't have that opportunity, but we had this opportunity, college coach, D1 level, being able to give his honest opinion. It was hard to hear. was emotionally hard to hear. But the truth was there, whether I wanted to hear it or not, whether it was emotionally hard or not, the truth is the truth, and that was it. But I took that, we took that, and we were able to steer them in the right direction. And I'm glad that he shared that with us. I'm really glad. It was part of the plan. It was part of God's plan to place our sons where they ended up, because God uses people. He's actively involved in our lives. So here's what I recommend. I just got three things to share with you about communicating with coaches so you get the honest response, which is really what you want, even if it hurts, even if it's hard, even if there's some fears. But here's what I recommend. One is to shoot straight. Coaches understand that you need to know where your kid stands. I mean, it's kind of like the elephant in the room. You don't want to approach it. Coaches aren't often going to tell you unless you ask directly, but it's that elephant in the room, and you got to have that settled. You got to have that settled so you don't have surprises at the end. So be real, be human, be honest. Don't treat it like a business transaction, but shoot straight from your heart, even if you say something like, "Coach, boy, this is a hard question to ask, but I got to know, does my son fit in to your scholarship plans? What are his chances? What are you looking at?" So have that good, honest conversation. The second thing I recommend is earn the right to ask about a scholarship. Earn the right. What do I mean by that? Don't ask right out of the gate. First conversation, first email, first letter. Don't even say what scholarships are available right out of the gate. Coach has no way to gauge that. Doesn't even know your son or daughter's talent level yet. So give it some time. Give it some time. Engage the coach in conversations about other things. It's not all about money. I've got a whole chapter in my book on how to interview a coach. And there are three areas. It's athletics, academics. Well, there are actually four. Financial and college life. I shared some of the questions in a recent episode too, so you can go back and look. I don't know exactly what episode number that is. How to interview a coach. In other words, what I'm saying is get to know the coach, show him or her that you're not all about the money. Talk about the big picture, all right? Because you want to know that information. You're not just setting the coach up. You're just trying to schmooze and be buddy-buddy, but you really need to know that information. You need to ask the kind of questions that give you the full picture of the program and full picture of the college or university. So earn the right to ask about a scholarship, and not to ask for a scholarship, but ask the coach's opinion on where your son or daughter might stand. Third, and lastly, ask the coach for an honest evaluation. This can be golden. I mean, our friend who gave us an evaluation of our twin sons, this D1 coach, that was really gold for us. We understood when we came away from that why they weren't a prospect for him, why they weren't recruits for him. This will help you as you approach other coaches and schools. If you keep hearing D2 instead of D1, that's advice you should follow. A coach can give you great information on what you need to work on, what your son or daughter needs to improve on. You want the evaluation because you can take that and put it into your toolkit, make adjustments in your scholarship journey based on the information you have from college coaches. As I said, this is golden. Are you always going to get an honest response from these coaches? Let me review the three things again first. One is shoot straight. Second, earn the right to ask about a scholarship. And third, ask the coach for an honest evaluation. And are you always going to get an honest response? No, no. But you'll see some patterns that will help you craft your recruiting strategy. This isn't just an isolated question you're asking to one coach, but as you get to know the coaches, you'll be able to see a pattern from their answers. If you sense you're not getting an honest response, you really don't want your kid playing for that coach anyway. You're avoiding disaster by walking away from it. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. So here's what you need to do to prepare yourself and your athlete for honest responses, because you aren't going to like some of those responses. First, don't take criticism or rejection personally. It's not about you. It's not about your athlete. And if I'm speaking to athletes right now, it's not about you personally. Learn from the information you receive. Second, expect that some relationships are not going to work out. And that's life. That's life. And that's hard. I mean, you may have your dreams set on one particular school and boom, your bubble has burst. And it may take some time to recover from that, but pick yourself up, learn from that experience, and move on. And third, be honest. It's your family's future that's at stake. And you don't want some things left unsaid. You have an opportunity. Well, as I have gone through these things, I realize that these things are easier said than done. I realize the struggles that you may be having ahead of you and ones you have right now. But I really do believe that if you follow these things, if you take the advice I've given here, you are going to get an honest response from college coaches, and it will shape the way you do things in the future as you move closer to your scholarship dream. Remember to go and grab for this last opportunity, this last week, how to get an athletic scholarship. When you grab that, it's a free download, 3 or 4 pages with the 3 laws of recruiting. You'll also get the 7-day recruiting jumpstart. I'll throw that in as well. And this download, by the way, is free. Make sure you check out my book as well on Amazon, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. Share this episode with other parents that need to hear it, our athletes that need to hear it. And we'll be back with you every Tuesday. We got you here covered on the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Thanks a bunch.